But I think people would like PIA in terms of even punishing some of these insurance companies, because you can agree that some are just incompetent.
Mm-hmm. And the law does give us powers in terms of some of those.
But
do you exercise those powers that you have been given?
We do. The latest regulation.
You can listen to us even asking you in chorus because
yes.
frustrated from past experiences.
Yeah, no, we were given more powers with the regulation that was issued in November 2025, but also demand and read the key facts statement. It will go a long way in terms of knowing certain things that become problematic when you only learn about them when there is a claim and they tell you, "Whoa, this was not part of the contract that you had."
Mm. All right. Thank you once again for joining us. We've been joined by our guest coming through from the Pensions Insurance Authority, speaking more on all things pensions generally and people making those claims. We're joined by the Inspector for Market Conduct under the Insurance Department, Mr. Gift Choini. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
The Phoenix Breakfast continues. We have our next guest, our Friday guest, joining us right after the main news at 8, which is coming on now. Time is 8:01.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonze.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
The headlines. Dollar Teaching Hospital under scrutiny over costly private lab referrals. Government denies allegations of using Public Order Act to target opponents following Makitu warning. In global news, Trump extends pause on striking Iranian energy plants by 10 days. To present the news, I'm Lucille Gondwe. Dollar Teaching Hospital has come under scrutiny as patients raise concern about being referred to private laboratories for essential tests, a move that they say is increasing the cost of accessing healthcare. The situation has sparked questions about service delivery at one of the country's major public referral hospitals, especially as several private labs operate just outside the facility. With details in this report.
Patients at Ndola Teaching Hospital are raising concern over the rising cost of accessing healthcare as they are increasingly referred to private laboratories for essential tests. Just outside the hospital along Nkana Road, a number of private laboratories operate within a short walking distance of the main gate. For some patients, this close proximity is raising questions about why essential diagnostic services are not consistently available within the hospital. One of the affected patients, Chungu Kapema, says the referrals are not only expensive but also delay treatment as patients are required to first find money before returning with results.
I recall not too long ago I was nursing my left father. The situation was the same. You go to Ndola Teaching Hospital. No, these labs you cannot do. You have FIMB, FIMAYE, OKU. And that is not sitting well because if you don't have money, for example, and then sometimes you're in a situation where you may not even have the logistics to go to these labs. So when people go to a hospital as big as a university teaching hospital, we expect almost everything to be done there.
Health workers, however, point to operational challenges, including shortages of reagents, equipment breakdowns, and limited specialized staff as key factors behind the referrals. Despite these explanations, concerns of a possible conflict of interest persist. Veteran clinician David Mulendema, with over 3 decades of experience in public health care, says the practice raises serious ethical questions.
I encourage them to be more professional. The monetary aspect of it should come second. First priority should be to give proper and adequate service to any client that is being attended to by a particular individual. If you prioritize monetary aspect of it, you find that you do on the wrong side. You end up soliciting even for funds from your clients, which is totally wrong.
Meanwhile, Copper Belt Provincial Health Director Dr. Charles Mwinuna says such referrals are sometimes unavoidable due to capacity limitations. He has, however, dismissed claims that the practice is widespread, maintaining that patients are only referred when services are unavailable within the hospital.
We do most of the tests. So a few of our clients that have ended up being referred for a particular test in the private sector, they are not many. We always want to manage our patients completely. Leaving it in the middle is not good enough for a doctor. So the doctor at times, they'll find out if there is no test, we can't do that test in the hospital, and there's a private place where that can be done. That's why some of them have actually ended up there.
The situation continues to spark debate over whether the issue is simply about limited capacity or if deeper systematic and ethical concerns within the public health system need to be addressed. Reporting for Phoenix News, I'm Justina Matandigo in Indola.
Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Permanent Secretary Dickson Matembo has disputed claims that government is abusing the Public Order Act to suppress opposition voices. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Matembo says the enforcement of the law reflects normal procedures in managing public gatherings and adds that many Zambians are not accustomed to such regulatory measures being consistently applied. He cited the recent warning and caution issued to Nchanga constituency aspiring Member of Parliament Mulaza Kaira, popularly known as Makitu, for allegedly holding meetings without notifying authorities as required by law. Mr. Matembo explained that the action taken was based on failure to follow established procedure rather than any intention to target individuals. He further notes that if government intended to suppress dissent, it would not have facilitated public consultations last year on proposed amendments to the Public Order Act, describing the process as evidence of its commitment to reform.
Where did the opposition see that and know that? There's no one who's being beaten by the police. The way they were killing, they just have to be told to say, colleagues, can you follow procedure in wanting to have meetings? Procedure, that's so. So you cannot not follow procedure and then start accusing the police. No. It is strange to people who can't see order and refuse the government is, I don't know. No, do you see cadres coming to beat you in radio stations?
Economist Kampamba Shula has assured Zambians that fears of a steep rise in fuel prices are largely unsubstantiated, with any increase in diesel and petrol expected to be minimal, not exceeding 2 kwacha per litre. Mr. Shula explains that the exchange rate plays a key role in determining local fuel prices, since fuel is purchased in foreign currency, primarily the United States dollar. He adds that the kwacha has appreciated the past few months and relatively remained stable, further explaining that the kwacha stability is acting as a buffer, absorbing the pressure from rising fuel prices on the international market. Mr. Shula has emphasized that global shocks do not translate directly into local prices as they have to pass through the exchange rate.
You would expect fuel prices in Zambia to begin to surge in the next few months, but that's not what the data is showing. Current projections suggest only a small increase towards about 27 kwacha or 27.5 per litre, not a sharp spike. The reason is simple. In Zambia, fuel is imported and paid for in US dollars. That means the exchange rate plays a bigger role than the oil prices alone. Right now, the kwacha has remained relatively stable and appreciated the past few months. Net stability is acting as a buffer, absorbing as much of the pressure from rising global prices. The key takeaway is this. Global shocks don't translate directly into local prices. They pass through the exchange rate. And as long as the kwacha holds steady, then fuel price increases will likely remain gradual, not dramatic.
Education expert Wamuyua Sitivekiso has called for the enactment of a law aimed at instilling discipline in young learners, noting that the abolition of corporal punishment has left a gap in the country's approach to teaching values and shaping behavior.